The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. Camera got spastic there for a second. They got it right. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It's Bill Krakenberger, unscripted. With the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakenman with a K. The name of his podcast is Wise Cracks with John Orlando.
Yes.
And Bill Krakenberger, John Orlando, Tony Orlando's son.
Yes, who just finished his Las Vegas his retirement. He had three shows at the South Point. He is now officially retired from Las Vegas. His final shows are he's going up to Niagara Falls for three shows, then going to Atlantic City, and then finishing at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Know the whole schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Party's over. Yeah.
Party's over.
He's going to, yeah. Like he said, he's 79.
79.
He's going to be 80.
Enjoy your life.
Frankie Valli was yelling at him but when I was with him and Frankie Valli a couple weeks ago. Frankie Valli saying, you're not retiring. That's crazy. Why are you, and he tells John, why are you letting your dad retire so young? You know, because he's 80 now. He's going to be 90 in May. But anyway, I did get the BetMGM. It worked, guys. So these guys were right. Kelly was right. Delete the old apps. Put the new one in. It came right up, BetMGM Nevada. And
yeah, but did you get in, though?
Oh, I didn't put the email, but at least it says Nevada.
Well, I got that far.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got to Nevada. I got to Nevada. Oh. I couldn't get in after that. You have a list.
No, well, first I wanted to say that's why it's so much harder. So what I'm saying is these sports books that are booking props, which are most of them, they are in too much fear. What's the word? When they're more scared than they should be, charging $1.15 or even $1.20 each way. And I'm telling you, from a pro standpoint, a guy that has crushed props over the years, that it's not what it used to be because the markets are open so early for such little amounts. So the fear is too much. You guys are fear. I would book props from anyone, actually. I would at minus 120 on each side. Huh, fire away. You know, just limit to a nickel or a dime or something. But
so this is not as big an event as it once was for you. Super Bowl props when it happens.
Well,
next
now
week.
Super Bowl props is different. We're talking. I'm talking about throughout the year.
Okay.
Weekly props. Super Bowl props are different. There's so many of them. They have pamphlets and packets of props where, let's just be blunt, the bookmaker cannot get every one of them right. There's just too many things for them to get right. Even though they have their meetings and specialize in them. Let me tell you, props to DraftKings because they must have their own little team because the last couple of years they've had them up first. So where years ago we would love for in Nevada here. Gil's right. I used to text the different guys and say, when are they coming up? When are they coming up? Give us a week. So literally they would come up the weekend before, 7 days. If you're putting up your props, Super Bowl props, 7 days before the Super Bowl and waiting that long,
it's over.
You're going to be last.
Yeah.
People are going to be betting other places.
Well, the formulaic ones, right? The ones that they just, copy and paste from a previous year. Those can be up right after the championship games, no problem. But then the more creative ones, they go through the week. But they are getting up earlier and earlier. So, yeah, if you're waiting a week, forget it. It's over.
No, but that still may be the way it may be. So I just wanted to say that how much harder it is to – I wish they'd pass that along to not only the risk management guys. I wish they'd pass that along to the directors and the people that are up in the safety purchase of their office don't even know what it is in risk and how much stress it is. Because it is stress for the guys in risk because – you know why? You have the guys that are upstairs, and then you have the guys that are up above them that just think, oh, we're in the gambling business. We have to win. Players have to lose. People lose. No. There could be certain weeks where players can win. So the guys down in risk have so much stress on them because if they lose on a certain thing, or especially an overnight line where we're talking about last week about Boyd and they're so put it. So much pressure on them because if someone comes in and bets a lot of money and wins on their shift, so what they're doing is they're just denying bets and taking 20 grocery dollar bets and actually doing what they're not supposed to be doing, taking more volume, especially at the juice I'm talking about.
I always tell the story about, I've said it every year, so forgive me for those who've heard it before, but it's, let's take the old school bookmakers, our buddies Chrissy and Vinny and Jimmy over at the South Point. They're, they put up their props as well and, might not be as as vast as some other places, but they have their own vast amount of props too. It's not like it's small. And so the first VSiN Super Bowl, the first time we were on air, was during the Patriots Falcons Super Bowl, the famous 28-3 Falcons lead. And I was on air with Brent for the first half that year. This is like, so this is January of, or early February, whatever date it fell on, of 2017, early February 2017. I was on air first half with Brent. And the second half, I went back and watched the game with Chrissy and Vinny back there in the South Point offices. And there was, so this is during the Patriots comeback from 28-3. And just, I'll bring up Rufus again. Rufus, who goes after these numbers, he, with his numbers, can exploit any little inefficiency you have, right? So the Patriots landing on 9 exactly, he had it for 6 figures because it was like mispriced, okay? And in the Patriots comeback from 28-3, they landed at one point on 9. I don't know if it was a touchdown and a missed extra point, or if it was 2 field goals. I want to say it was I don't know what it was, but it got to 9. And for a period of about 15 minutes of real time, which at the moment, in the moment, felt to Chrissy like an eternity, right? But he knew he was on the hook because he didn't realize it till he was just checking. He was randomly checking all his races, like, oh my God, I have a 9. I have 6 figures liability. Oh, my God. So like for those 15 minutes, which were only 15 minutes of real time, but again, to him, it felt like it was way more than that. He had to sweat that number happen. Now, obviously, the Patriots got past the 9 and they ended up winning the game and they ended up covering it, for God's sakes. But that's just an example of how it, you know, is at certain shops with Super Bowl props. And to your point, Bill, because there's so many of them, that the notion of them being able to cover themselves on every one of them is a fallacy.
Let me tell you something. That group was the, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that's the best prop group I've ever, ever seen and worked with. It was Little Zach,
Big
Rufus,
Zach,
Big Zach,
Train,
Mark, Train. That was the biggest group, those guys. Probably the most successful group ever betting props was that group. That's pre-DraftKings. Probably the first couple of years when all the sports books
were
taken.
It was pre-DraftKings.
That was the best group ever betting props. They still bet them, and they're still very successful, actually, as far as I know. But this particular year and the last, I'll say, 2 seasons, it's tougher when you have the books opening up props, you know, a full week before the games on every, you know, any given Sunday. So it's tougher. That's one thing. Now, This is a sensitive area because it's a friend of yours and actually a friend of mine now because of you, Dave Check, that asked us to go on that show. Now, I watched it last week. Did you watch it? Did you watch the Discovery?
The Sizzle Reel.
No, the Discovery Show.
No.
What's it called? Gamblers, Thieves,
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No.
Okay, let's see. Discovery Show on gambling.
Okay.
Discovery, gambling.
Is the show itself on or just a promo for the show?
No, the first episode. The first episode was out.
Wait, they already turned around a first episode?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Are you kidding
me? Isn't it unbelievable? I was actually going to say, how can that be so fast?
Are you sure?
I mean, the name's a good name. Hustlers, Gamblers, and Crooks. There's episode 1 right there.
Wait, we were interviewed for a show called Hustlers, Gamblers, and Crooks?
That's the name. That's what they named it.
Wait a minute.
That's what they named the show.
They failed to mention that.
Hustlers, Gamblers, and Crooks premieres on Discovery Channel.
Feels like I really hope I fall in the middle one.
God, I hope I didn't get in that movie.
No, we interviewed for it. I gave the guy over an hour. The producer, his assistant, gave them a lot of good information, and they were just looking for polarizing characters. Let me be honest with you.
Oh,
Dave, I love you. Good guy. Your boys here, whoever they were over there, thinking they're...
Yeah, but let's just be clear. He's not involved.
No, Dave's not involved.
Yeah.
No, Dave was just trying to help the guy.
Yeah.
They're just looking for buzz and stuff. They put on there 3 guys. One was the guy Mickey Mouse, that he tattoos all over his face and tattoos. And I know he was winning in the casino, by the way. I know he was winning.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I remember him. Listen, I'm a mathematical guy. I'm a believer in the game itself. You can't tell me that you're playing Baccarat, even though it's a low hold game. Let's call it 1.5%. A 1.5% house game. And now you're telling people, listen, I have a system. It wins. They threw me out of the casino for it. And if you want to buy it, it's $50 million. And that's what he said.
Billy, are you sure this is the same show?
Yeah.
Is it? Really?
Yeah.
So what were we interviewed for? Subsequent season or something?
I don't know.
Kelly's dying in the corner.
And you know what?
I pulled up the show, too, and I'm trying to figure out where you guys fit in as well.
I got to tell you something. I'm wrong, because now you're saying this.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, I apologize. But I think it was the Discovery show.
Yeah, it was a Discovery. You're right about that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And the first episode was on. And yeah, but he came on and said that he has a system. And
could you imagine how bored they must have been talking to me? They'd be like, oh, this guy's never going to
I'm watching the intro just play right now.
They chased the guy. He's got $4.5 million in the cash in the back seat. He's running out of the casino. And he's trying to say the casino sent people steal the money back off of him.
Oh, God.
How could you guys, what kind of due diligence did you guys do for this show?
Jeez.
So, listen. I understand you're saying the guy, he claims to be a winning gambler that was thrown out of every casino in town. Bill Krakenberger personally knows a lot of things, though. I know a lot of casino executives. I know some of the reasons. And it wasn't because you had an advantage, trust me. Yes, you have a lot of money. You sent a lot of money in, whatever it may be. I personally know of something where they see sent $9.5 million and there's under someone else sent it in for him. They sent it back. But let me just tell you, though. You could tell me you won the money playing blackjack, ace sequencing, shuffle tracking, not even counting or doing something, hole carding, but you can't tell me you won in baccarat and they're throwing you out of the casino and chasing you down for the $4.5 million to steal it back off you. I mean, are people that gullible out there? The answer is yes.
It's amazing that after all these years, these shows still do the same central casting nonsense and lack of reality.
It's unbelievable.
More with the Crack Man Unscripted. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network, coming back.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
With Omaha Steaks, you'll fall in love at first bite with their tender steaks, juicy burgers, air-chilled chicken, and more. You're going to love every bite. It's Omaha Steaks guarantee. And for a limited time, when you go to omahasteaks.com/VSiN, you'll get 4 free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and 4 free rich, juicy boneless pork chops with your order. Minimum purchase may apply. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Eddie Vegan Runner. Hi, Gil. I'd like to interview you for my new show, Hustlers, Thieves, Crooks, and Sushi Places.
Hey, that's a good tweet. Who sent that in? That
Eddie Vegan Runner. That's all outstanding. Eric Biggio, our buddy over at Caesars, he goes, to the hoop, y'all. We talked about him in the Caesars app and the fix of the Caesars app. All he wants to talk about is the Curtis Blow lyrics from basketball that Zach Cohen stumbled into earlier. He says, P.S., when your 13-year-old asks you why there was karate fighting going on in a video called basketball, my only response was it was the 80s. It's so true. It's just like you look back on some of that stuff, you're like, now why did the video producer decide? Johnny Ringo, Hustlers, Gamblers, and Crooks, as well as Crack with Zach, things sure are taking a turn here. Let's see. Oh, yeah. SoCal Fantasy. Wish I could hear Gil calling his agent over the break. There's no agent here, but I hear what you're saying. Let's see. Okay.
Have this playing in the background now, by the way. Really hoping
it's the cheesiest.
That Gil just pops on the screen at some moment.
You know, and I apologize because you're right, Gil. I'm looking at my emails. That was 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, there's
How
no way.
How can this be turned around that fast?
That's not ours.
This must be a total different scam show.
It's got to be.
No, because these guys couldn't be this dumb, right?
They couldn't be. Could they?
By the way, there was 3 people on the show. The pool player, believe it or not, the pool player is the most legitimate. I checked him out, my buddy in Scranton.
I want to hang out with this guy.
Legitimate pool player, won a lot of money on the road. He absolutely knows him. I have a road pool player that I know that traveled all around the country making money. That guy's legit. The other guy was a roulette dealer in Atlantic City that couldn't keep his mouth shut, and he gave away $500,000, he said, to players. He cheated with them. But then he said he did not get caught and he didn't get in any trouble. So I don't know.
Here's the thing.
All
joking aside, I think your point there at the end of the last segment is the best one, which is, so we do this for a living. We do these shows 5 days a week. We're betting 360 days of the year.
Yes.
And we live the life. And then when you see these shows pop up from time to time.
Right.
You'd think, I don't know how naive, that eventually these shows would become a true reflection of how the world is in our little corner of the world. And yet here we are now in 2024, and this is what they have. And you're just like, this is never going to end.
Yeah. And you know what? Your words, like, I got this off you. You said this one time 5-6 years ago. We're too close to the sun, though.
Oh, I've said
we're
it more
legit.
Than that. Yeah.
Yeah. And but the most of the public, the 99.5, they see this and they're fascinated. Wow. This is unbelievable what this guy did.
Okay. So even with action, right? Even with ours, we were in action. With Todd.
Sure.
You guys were. I was I said a word or two.
You were in there.
No, I said a word or two. You guys were featured. And so the point of that was, the concern from us was, again, one of the people you're featuring, and everybody knows him, is the biggest charlatan of them all.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, don't worry. Don't worry. We expose him so clearly on this documentary. People will see what a complete ridiculous thing this guy is.
I still don't agree with that.
Well, no. Let me finish.
You're getting
to that. Yeah. And so my point is then, okay, sure. But then what you find out is, even with the evidence so clear right in their face, at least half the people afterwards are like, yeah, but he's got that car and that place in Cabo, so I don't care.
I had someone text me that time. He said, well, look at the car he has. Look at the car you have.
It's incredible.
They didn't care. They were still going to give him money.
They
didn't care how he got there. They don't realize he got the car because of idiots like you. You know, they give it him money. By the way, no one even knows where he is now. The kid could be in the trunk somewhere still locked up, and no one even knows where he is. It's like, where's Waldo? Where's Dave? No one even knows where he is. I'm dead serious. He's like totally abandoned everything. Maybe he finally, something finally happened to him. I mean, I don't want nothing to happen to that old buddy, but I really
What's next on your list? These are good. You really
have
a lot today. Yeah.
No,
I think it's a good point about how there is something about what we do that still defaults.
Can't handle the reenactments.
They have reenactments.
The reenactments, yeah. Listen, people are smarter than that home. Are they smarter than that? Then they have to know that there's no way the reenactment was the casino. They were showing them drive out of the casino, and they were saying, oh, my God, the casino sent people after us to steal the money back we just got from the cage.
So dumb.
Like, people don't believe. Is there a percentage that believe?
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Yeah.
I'm amused by it. Like, if they segue then, and now on November 4th, 2022, Gil Alexander walked from his bedroom to his bathroom.
Right, exactly.
Like, it would be like, what was
You know what I'm sitting over here thinking about?
You're sick.
Well, you guys are talking about this. What I'm sitting here thinking about is Jason Weingarten at home finding plus EV opportunities on the McDonald's app. Like, that is your that is the sports better app. That's the real guy.
That's the real sports.
Now, I'm not saying this stuff couldn't happen.
You know what, Kelly? Every time I still go downstairs and get something at McDonald's,
about that.
In my head, I'm like, Jason was right. I should be having the app here.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm not saying that stuff couldn't happen. In the 70s when Tony Spilotro ran the town. Sure. Just like the movie Casino, they had internal guys that would call up and say, hey, this guy's in room this guy's this, when there wasn't a lot of cameras, especially on the streets and stuff. Yes, that stuff could have happened. Absolutely. $4.5 million? Yeah, that's life-changing. Sure. But I'm not saying the casinos are doing it. I don't buy it. This was Baccarat. And the guy's challenging the shuffle. You cheated on that shuffle. Wait a minute.
But to answer your question, of course they believe it. People who watch that, of course they believe it. Because in their central casting, mind of what this is, it's a nefarious world. Sure, it confirms their preconceived notion of it.
Right. All right, different subject.
Yes, sir.
So I watched someone get ridiculed this week for not knowing what all of his bets were. And I said to myself,
oh, my God, that's your life.
How many Sundays go by? I have no idea what I'm rooting for.
I'm pretty sure that's an exact line in the action documentary.
I have no idea what I'm rooting for.
The first day I met you, the first day we met, not the first day we talked, but the first day we met.
Right.
You won't remember this. Maybe you will. So, Bill, I was having a great baseball season. I get a call on my phone. Bill Krakenberger, you don't know me, but I know you. I'm like, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to fly you into Vegas. Not, you didn't fly me in. You're going to fly into Vegas. I'm going to put you up at the Golden Nugget. We're going to have a talk. I'm like, okay. So we go. You put me up at the Golden Nugget. You pick me up. I'm like, great. Bill Krakenberger is going to pick me up. You pick me up. He's got guys named Jimmy and Vinny in his truck with him. I go to the passenger seat. Bill's like, no, you're in the back. I'm like, what are they going to do with me? So anyway, we go to Piero's, right?
I touch a Bible. I don't remember any of this.
We go to
touch a Bible.
We go to Piero's, swear to God. We go to Piero's. It's a Pittsburgh Steelers Monday night game. Thursday night, Monday night, I don't know what it was. And I say to Crack in the middle, I go, hey, Bill, like, because he's talking about all these bets they have. Yeah. I go, this is the first time I've ever met him. What are you rooting for? He goes, I have no idea. Wow. This is the first time I ever met you.
I have terrible ADD, and that's a great story. You've never told me that story.
What do you mean? It's us. We did it.
I know, but I mean, you never brought it up again.
Truck pulls up. It's like, you get in the back. I'm in the back with Jimmy and Vinny. I'm like, what am I doing? I didn't tell anybody I was with
Bill,
these guys.
I know you don't remember. Why do you have to get in the back? Do you have to work your way to the front? Is that like
Listen, you're better off in the back than the front. You know what I mean? Hello, Carlo. Anyone knows what that means? Hello, Carlo. But I wanted to know, because listen, I am open right now, sitting here January 2024. I'm still open to finding anyone that wins handicapping wise at something maybe they don't know yet. I'm open to learning more. I'm not one of those guys that say I can't learn anything. It's over. I know everything. So maybe I thought that you had something there. And I remember you had a winning baseball season.
2012, 2014, yeah. I had great baseball seasons. But 2013, I didn't. I had a bad baseball season.
Yeah. No. That's good. Good thing you didn't end up in the trunk 100 yards down from Caesars. 100 yards down.
So can you imagine getting a call like this, an unrecognized? Oh, no, I don't know if you came up or.
Really?
Because Kirk Chamberlain had given you my number, apparently.
I forgot that guy.
And
he did.
I've now heard this story a few times, but it's never not funny. It entertains me always.
And at the end of the night, I swear to God, at the end of the night, you said to me, you won't remember this either. Right. We're at the Golden Nugget. Billy says to me, he goes, you're in my crew now. And outwardly, I'm like, yeah, I'm in your crew. And in my head, I'm like, I don't want to be in your crew.
What does that mean?
I don't want to be in your crew.
I did hang around with two guys from the Bronx, and that had to be them. But anyway, I heard him get ridiculed and, oh, well, you can't be a professional if you don't know what you're rooting for. Do you know how many bets we make? I mean, literally, I think I had 39 bets last weekend on different props, different quarters, first quarter bets, so lots of different things. And, of course, we don't know everything.
Well, you are a little different in that respect. Like, most of us do know what we're rooting for. We're bad. You're definitely in a little different category.
And by the way, the bookmakers, the old school way of thinking, they wanted a lot of volume. Bookmaker would look at his sheet for the week and say, this guy made 30 bets. Good luck. Now, if you're making 30 bets, they're positive EV, though. So you don't want them being a bookmaker. Whereas Joe Public betting first half game, full things, 30 bets. So they have no chance.
The point is to immediately ridicule because, hey, Bill, I don't know if you know this, but the people who are ridiculing others on Twitter, they know everything, right?
Yeah.
You can't. They've got it all figured out.
Anonymity.
They got it all figured out. The courage of anonymity. Yeah, we're real scared about you. You can't judge by that. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, if you haven't already, check out the new VSiN.com. Quick glance. You got lots of pieces from different folks. Zachary Cohen on the men's semis of the Australian Open tonight. Adam Burke with his college basketball best bets. Josh Applebaum with his sharp money picks for Thursday. Stephanie Kamerschak, we want to get her in there again. Her piece again on touchdown predictions. First touchdown predictions for both conference games. All that and so much more at VSiN.com. Check it out. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, and Kelly Bidlin. Kelly has spent the last 30 minutes watching every second of...
What is it? I gotta call me out. It's too funny, man.
Hustlers, whatever, hoodlums, I don't know what it is, and gamblers, which Bill and I apparently did not make the cut for.
It's
not that show. It can't be that show.
You guys have not been seen in this.
The turnaround's not, you're right.
It can't be.
There must have been another show that had it at first.
No.
And by the way, if the guy said that he won money at roulette, believe it or not, roulette, because there was, if we all remember, Billy Walters famously made a deal with Steve Wynn in Atlantic City for a roulette, put $1 million up, and he actually won. He actually won like $3.8 million against him with biased roulette wheels that weren't weighted correctly.
Oh,
you could,
wow.
You just Google Billy Walters roulette wheel.
Wow.
It'll come right up. Matter of fact, the story comes right up when the 3.8. It's funny. Steve Wynn never gave him the $1 million back. This had to be illegal with gaming, but Billy didn't ask him for it. I guess Billy just said forget it because he didn't get the $1 million he posted up. Now, was he cheating? No. He was just going up to the wheel and betting based on the bias that he thought the wheel wasn't weighted correctly. And by the way, back then, so that's what I'm saying. This guy could have said he did it in blackjack, and I would have believed he made some money in blackjack many different ways. Like I've talked before, there's a doctor in this town that'll put you in a cast and it looks like you got beat up or in a car accident and in a wheelchair eye level to the table so you can hold card if you're sharp enough to hold card at the tables. They'll do it's amazing. There's like ace sequencing, shuffle tracking, clumps of cards. There's a lot of different ways to beat blackjack. But
is the doctor in on it? Does he know why he's doing this?
I think he does. Yeah. Most, by the way, it's amazing how many gambling doctors I know.
Oh yeah.
That are you know, basically just crazy out of control gambling. But they make enough money, I guess they can afford to do it, and some make not enough money. So but that wasn't the purpose of me saying this. The purpose of it was, or he could have told me he won something in roulette by maybe a deep pocket roulette table. What I mean by that is, years ago, when roulette was first out in the 90s, I was just telling Kelly on the break, I knew a roulette dealer at Caesars in Atlantic City that would section a wheel. And he, every time I went to him, he would say, pick a number, Bill. So I'd pick a number, and he'd come within one or two. I mean, I remember the first time I picked 29, and bang, 29 hit perfectly. He goes, I'll do it again. Next time again, 29, hit in and out, pop right next door to the next wheel. The next number.
By his weight, strength of the spin?
Like he said, he was dealing. Just so happens, coincidentally, he was dealing. This is his 29th year, he said. He's been dealing roulette every day, 5 days a week, you know, every day for 29 years. The wheel goes around at a certain speed,
yeah.
And his ball speed is the same. Same thing with that money wheel, which is a sucker bet.
He just had it figured out.
If you release the ball or release your hand on the money wheel or the roulette, at a certain number, when a certain, let's say, double zero goes by, you know what you're doing when many years of practicing sitting there with that roulette wheel. There's been many shift managers, casino managers that have fired dealers, well, taken them off roulette. Dealers deny it. Take them off roulette and not let them deal roulette again because they felt that this was happening or something like this. They were losing on their one of the biggest sucker games, 5.26 house edge, even more now with triple zero roulette. And these guys are sectioning wheels. But now there's been some defensive mechanisms put in called Davits canoes. You know, the little canoes that are in the wheel now make it harder for a dealer to section a wheel. And the pockets aren't as deep on the roulette wheel as they were back in the day. So they said, well, years ago, they would have a deep pocket because they feel like they can get more spins, more decisions per hour, just let it drop in the pocket, get the next.
Less bouncing around.
Now, less bouncing around. So now there's a thinner pocket, a little bit harder to do, but I still know dealers that are old school dealers that as long as it doesn't hit the canoe this way and hits the canoe this way, this one instead gets in between, they could still get pretty close to sectioning a wheel, but much more difficult. So this kid could have said that, and I'm not going to give him any more press. We gave him enough press already. But I wanted to talk about that and talk
Wait,
about
Bill,
the roulette wheels.
Is there a certain point? I don't know the answer to this. Do they, when the roulette dealer, does he have to drop it at a certain point? Like, I guess I haven't paid close enough attention.
No,
he goes by the bets that are on the board.
Okay. Yeah.
And when people are slowing down, making their bets, he'll roll it and it'll spin around and around. And what'll happen is he'll still let people make bets and he'll just say no more bets and wave his hand.
Okay. When was the last time you sat down at a roulette table?
Forever ago. I'm like, I haven't really paid attention to that. Right. But like, you know, Bill's example, right, where the guy's got it down. He just knows where his rhythm, so it's okay, the zero passes me. If I know if I release it here, it's going to end up roughly here.
Right.
But, you know, the wheel's constantly spinning.
Next topic, Billy.
Fontainebleau.
Oh, boy.
So I went there a couple times during this past week. Why? I forget. But I went there originally. I wanted to go. I heard the pizza was great upstairs. So I wanted to go try the pizza place called Miami Slice. And to give them some credit, it's very good.
Really?
I was actually pleasantly surprised how good it was. Now, I will tell you, it's harder to find.
Because when I think Miami, first thing I think of is pizza.
That's right.
I mean, that's the menu. There's not many things. There's only five things on a menu.
Yeah.
However, if you notice, the cheapest slice is $8.
Yeah.
That's for a slice of pizza. And now, it comes to the table. It's beautiful. They put the cheese on. I didn't.
Looks beautiful.
No, it was actually a real thin, good slice of pizza. Yep. Lots of people in there, too. I just don't know. Do people afford two slices and a soda for $25? No, I'm just saying.
Oh, it's crazy.
No,
it's ridiculous.
I went to put it this way. I've been there twice now. So, I mean,
Let me just ask you this. Because we've talked about it briefly on this show prior to, has there ever, I don't want to be prisoner of the moment, you've been here longer than I have, has there ever been a worse opening than this one?
Pretty bad. I mean, you could have drove Sherman tanks through the place. There was no one there.
Yeah. I still haven't been.
I can't believe how empty it was.
I went once.
Wow. It shocked me because I went the week after it opened, a couple days. It was packed that day. It was 2 days after it opened. What are they going to do now in the heart of the winter here in February? And they're charging ridiculous amount of money to sit down and
it's,
sports.
It's just it's a cursed area of the Strip. Right. Yes. It's not really in our mind's eye, the Strip southern point is Mandalay Bay.
Yep.
And the Strip's northern point is the Wynn and Encore.
Yeah.
Resorts World would argue with that, but okay, they're right across the street.
So we can extend it that far.
We can extend it that far.
It's 100 more feet.
It's a nine iron
exactly,
away.
Yeah.
Okay, it does not go to the Fountain Blue. Yeah. That area is just kind of no man's land, and you would think that they would be aware of that and that they would take great measures to be, you know, locals friendly, forget locals, but just gambler friendly and patron friendly. And it just appears like they have done everything wrong.
Yeah.
You got to do something different.
Yes.
Just set yourself apart. Right.
Right.
That is the.
Yes.
Did you see the nachos that went viral, by the way?
The nachos is a big thing. So, by the way, we have the Vegas Lifestyle podcast. Vegas Lifestyle podcast is next week, the annual one. And who was it? Palm Readers or somebody on Twitter was like, you got to get to the bottom of this nachos thing to see if it's real or not. But apparently it is. Which is like
there is. Yeah. So this was the original. This was the original post. Someone complaining about
that. There?
About six whole nachos.
They waited an hour for food at the sportsbook for their nachos, and they got back literally five chips.
Now my God.
This went so viral, Bill, that they changed it. They've changed
it. Now they're giving you six chips.
They're giving you nachos. And Matt, I don't know if we have that video, but you can roll it. But then apparently this picture went so viral that apparently people have been coming back in asking for the original nachos.
Oh, my God.
The five chips.
The five nachos.
I want that five chip one, please.
Yeah, exactly. So this is what they currently
look like. Nice video.
Like. Yes. Yeah. This is what they look like now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Interesting.
Anyway,
I hope they do survive, but they have to start buying business. In other words, you have to give people, when I say buying business, you have to start giving back to the customer, something to get them into that portion of the Strip, maybe even entice locals and give them some kind of deals and stuff. Instead, over there, what's happening is they're firing executives at a big clip.
Yeah.
I think they fired three executives or they left. They say departed on their own terms, but usually that means they're given an ultimatum. So either
also the thing is there is also something in our brains where you have to, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but there is in my head anyway, the thing where you have to earn something. So obviously the Strip now with sports books, big day events, they're charging. Now I would argue some of them have gone crazy, like Caesars on December 31st, trying to charge for seats on bowl, bowls on December 31st is ridiculous. But for the big events, we get it. But Caesars has been around for a long time. Wynn has been around for a long time. They have earned that over time.
Very
you can't
good.
Just show up Very and good. Say, we're going to charge you, $5,000 right out of the gate.
Very
for
good.
What it's like, well, you're doing what at you where you are on the Strip? Like, what are you thinking?
You're right.
I'm starting with a sign. That's the first thing I'm starting at. It's just a sign on the building like every other casino hotel in Las Vegas. And then, there is so many ways to do something different, right? You throw a $5 blackjack tables down there.
That's right.
Fine, you can't find that anywhere else on the Strip. Why
Nowhere.
Do you think so many people are at Treasure Island and stuff like that? Because they can get cheap table games. Do something
that. It's just remarkable you could get it wrong so consistently. It's remarkable. Did you do any due diligence?
You're right. You're right.
We'll come back more with Bill Krakenberger. Let's see what he's betting this weekend as well. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Put the VSiN experts to work for you and start betting smarter with a VSiN Pro subscription. Sign up on a VSiN Pro annual subscription. Get your first year for only $199. Just use promo code ANG. Get access to everything on our brand new VSiN.com website, plus our daily best bets with the leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. Betting splits show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. Betting systems, premium analysis, and 24/7 video access, plus our upcoming Super Bowl betting guide with best bets and favorite prop bets. Remember to use promo code ANG.
A numbers game, Gil. ANG. That's the promo code.
Get your first year VSiN Pro access for only $199. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting movement here. A little bit of movement.
Yes.
San Francisco 49ers money is coming.
DraftKings 7.5. Dog $1.12. Sharp sportsbook that I respect. Far off play 7.5 minus 11. I'm guessing Debo, no matter what, even though he's not going to be practicing, they will tape, stitch, duct tape, anything they can to get him on that field. And I'm guessing he's playing, because now I see the total at circa just went from 51 to 52.
And I grabbed my 7 here as this was happening before it disappears.
Yeah, no, I just Googled Debo, and, you know, I'm not really seeing anything that would cause this movement.
Right.
Wait a minute. I see a Schefter tweet, but the Schefter tweet is Debo will not practice today. His status remains uncertain per Kyle Shanahan. Well, Shanahan's probably not going to give out that information.
Here's my question for you. Will 7.5 become the point of resistance? Will we start to see Detroit money at that point?
I have a Baltimore future that I give out to my guys, my crack win guys, and I bet it myself. So I need Baltimore just to win the game. To win the AFC there, and however, if they put a hook on that game 4.5, I am tempted. I am tempted because now it's pretty solid 4.
Oh, I'm open.
I mean 4.5. You know, you're dealing with one thing, Patrick Mahomes. So I don't know if he's ever been that much of a dog ever. I'm sure he's never been a dog in the playoffs like that. But a 4.5 point dog. Now, granted, Baltimore's playing great, but you remember Baltimore, they lost to like the Steelers one week. I remember that. They're the best team in football. We've proven that after they went into San Fran and dominated them, which by the way, usually what happens is a team like San Fran would learn off that game. It'd be really tough to go against them again and domination happen again. So, but yeah, you know, you don't have to bet the sides. I know most people do. You don't have to have a side in the game. There's other ways to attack this game. There is there's some juicy. Let me just tell you. I'll just say it. I think DraftKings may still have this line. There's some juicy first quarter lines out there. There's other ways to attack this game rather than. You know, I like betting the dog. By the way, just so people don't say, well, you didn't say what you liked in the first quarter. You know, if you can get like a first quarter on the game, last week was Green Bay was a great bet first quarter, not just because it won, but it was a really good bet first quarter.
We talked about that.
You guys did?
That was about kickoff, receiving, and deferring. Which you had that perfect storm with Shanahan on the floor.
That's exactly right. See, I didn't know you guys talked about that.
And that got home.
And that did get home.
Yeah.
There's some things to bet, some first quarter stuff. They had, you know, you may even look towards the alternate line. They have alternate first quarter lines.
Well, that came up on the Megapod yesterday with Cleve T.A. He is betting, forget first quarter, he's talking about full game. He's betting some San Francisco alt lines
in the
full game.
You can bet some. I'm not really a big fan of alt lines in general, but I'm more of the secondary market alternate line. Sounds weird, but alternate lines in general have a lot of juice. So you'll bet something alternate line. Now you're going to lay 115 or even 120 each way on an alternate line compared to 110 on a regular game line.
I'm talking about the opposite. I'm talking about he's going to lay more money and go for plus money.
Okay. Yeah, he'll lay like 13 and a half points, something like that.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about the same thing. By laying that 13 and a half, you're taking, let's say, 2-1. But the other side of that, you're laying 280. So there's a bigger margin in between than just betting the game straight, in my opinion. You know, it's just you're talking about double, triple the juice on something like that rather than a 4.5% hold on a game line. So and I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying, you know, and going back to this particular game, I know some sharp syndicate group that likes the under on this game at 51.5. Wait, okay. Not with the 52. Detroit San Fran.
Detroit San Fran.
Yeah, Detroit San Fran. 52 at Wynn, 52 here at Circa. And I'm sure in some other places it's going to go to 52. I really appreciate what South Point does. They don't add juice onto anything.
That's right.
They have a 7 flat on that game. The last 7 really on that game is at South Point, 4 and 44.5 on the total. On the other game, 4. They will not add juice. They'll go to 3.5 or go to 4.5. I don't see this game coming back down to the 3, by the way. I heard people say that.
No,
I do not see this game coming back down to the 3.
But that's why I asked you about the Niners and Lions. Do you think it will come back down to 7?
You know, I don't know. Listen, San Fran is the new America's team. Everyone loves San Fran up until they seen Purdy last week throwing the ball in the rain. And I'll still, you know, this is not going to be rain this week. It's supposed to be nice weather.
It's supposed to be nice, yeah.
But I'll tell you, you know, 6 weeks ago, this guy was the favorite to win the MVP. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We know who the MVP is. We know that Jackson's going to be the MVP. And
he was the favorite, and I would argue until that horrible performance, he probably would have won it.
Yeah, no. But anyway, I just tell you, you don't have to bet the sides. I know everyone wants to bet a side, and I'm sure most people will, and that's exactly what the sports books want you to think. They don't want you to look into the secondary markets. They want you to bet the game and then maybe look into a secondary market or, you know, there may be good opportunities for for live wagering here too. This could be a live wagering weekend for me, and I don't really do a lot of live.
I was going to say I didn't know you to be that guy.
Not really, no. Not really. But Detroit's a good offensive team. There could be back and forth powerhouse teams here. There could be good opportunity if you're getting more points. If San Fran comes right out with a touchdown, and you're getting 10.5 with Detroit or something, I don't know. I think then you know it matters who gets the ball first and stuff. There could be good opportunities here, though. Now, I didn't ask you guys. Well, so what are you leaning to? San Fran, you bet.
San Fran.
Give me the other game.
Didn't touch the side of the game.
Wow, good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
So
didn't touch the Baltimore game.
Nope.
Yeah, you know, everyone, like I said, you don't have to do it. But I know people do it. And, you know, I mean,
my instinct would be Baltimore, quite frankly, but I'm not like racing to bet against Patrick Mahomes. So, you know.
My last thing here that I wanted to get in before we close. Why don't people use those exchanges more? Who are the people we had dinner with?
I was just talking about the other day. Yeah.
Who do we have dinner with? Those guys, nice guys. Were they Profit Exchange?
Dean and Jake from Profit Exchange. Yeah.
Really nice guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've
been on the show.
They've been on the show.
Yeah.
Good guys. We had dinner with them. And I just don't understand how people don't. I wish they had this here.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
What would you rather lay? You'd rather lay 101 on both sides, and then they take 1% or something, 2%.
Yeah. So we wouldn't be talking about these apps ever. I'd be like, I don't care. I'm on
the
exchange.
Laying 103 after commission on each side. Would you rather pay $1.03 going out to eat somewhere for something or $1.10? $110 or $103? This is a no-brainer. How can you not put your money in Profit Exchange? Because they don't have all that marketing budget that the big books have. No one really knows about them. They should know about them. Hopefully I'm helping them here because I want to help the player. I'm not looking to really so help the book. I'm looking to help the player, save you money.
They're also in New Jersey specifically.
In New Jersey.
Yeah.
But I'll even go further than that. They don't have the fancy ads and the fancy things. I understand that the other companies have. People don't like not getting a bonus. So you'd rather get a $100 sign-up bonus where even if you bet 10 grocery dollars a game, you know, or $20 a game, in the end, the bonus is going to equal much more playing in one of the exchanges than betting the big books. I'm not saying don't have the big books. Let me tell you something. You need the big books. If the big books will book you, you need a mixture of the big books and the exchanges in your arsenal.
And did you see that story this past weekend about Mattress Mac, although he denies it?
Oh, I heard about it, but I don't know if it was. That made for a lot of arbitrage between.
Yes, correct.
What, the ESPN book?
The ESPN bet and the exchanges,
ESPN bet,
yeah.
Which, you know, they're. I'm hearing that they don't take any bets over there, but that off Mattress Mac, of course they're going to take his bets. Frankly, I'm sick and tired of hearing his name.
Never hear it on this show.
No, oh, really?
Never hear it on this show.
Good man. Good man.
Because you know what? People make bets like that offshore every day. So
that's right. That's right. Not only that, here too. Let me tell you.
I'm sure he's
Circa. Circa, I know for a fact, took a sick bet last week, like right before game time. So you know, they went to 10.5. A lot of places went to 10.5 on that Green Bay game last couple of minutes. I was like, wow, 10.5 points, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Green Bay probably should have won. So
I'm sure he's a lovely man. I'm just not as fascinated as others are with the whole story, with the whole saga. Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank
as
you, guys.
Thank you for having so many things to talk about today.
To talk about.
Wow.
Hopefully help the public a little bit.
I like it. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Krakman with a K. The name of the podcast is Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger. Megapod is out with Philippe T.A., Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and myself. The Beating the Book Megapod, that is available as well. Best Bets is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.